Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Humbly We Adore Thee.
Humbly we adore Thee, Christ Redeemer King. Thou art Lord of heaven, Thou to whom we sing. God the Mighty, Thou hast come, bearing gifts of grace. Son of Adam, still Thou art, Savior to our race.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning and welcome, and my dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy. You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interest, but also everyone for those of others. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In you, O Lord, I have found my peace.
In you, O Lord, I have found my peace.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me.
In you, O Lord, I have found my peace.
Nay, rather, I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child. Like a weaned child on its mother's lap, so is my soul within me.
In you, O Lord, I have found my peace.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever.
In you, Lord, I have found my peace.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends, or your brothers or sisters, or your relatives, or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today, my friends, I want to focus on our first reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, because I think it fits in so beautifully as we prepare to celebrate the Solemnity of All Saints Day tomorrow, especially where the line is that St. Paul says, "Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory, but rather humbly regard others as more important than yourselves." Beautiful words, and yet very challenging words, especially in today's world that we live in. Now, I'm not kind of really up with all the hip culture, but I've seen lately we have these people out there on social media that call themselves influencers. And when I first thought of that, I thought, well, what's an influencer? How do you get a job as an influencer? Is that a college degree? Is it something you have to apply for? But it's like these people out there give themselves these titles and they make videos of themselves about how to tell other people how to live their lives, how to wear makeup, how to become successful, how to do fashion and style and all that other stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, whatever. Doesn't influence me at all. But yet there's a lot of people that buy into it, because then you look at all the followers they have, all the like buttons they receive. We have a society today that basically want themselves to be put up on pedestals, want everybody to adore them. But yet remember what happens if you get yourself put up on a pedestal, that pedestal can knock over and there you go tumbling down. For me, my influencers, well, basically it's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the big influencer. Also all the saints, St. Francis of Assisi, St. John Vianney, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, St. Therese of Lisieux, Pope John Paul II. To me, those are the influencers because they followed the words of St. Paul. They did nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. They humbled themselves regarding others as most important. You see, my friends, that's what we're called to do as Christians. Not to seek the prime location, not to be put up on pedestals, not to have everybody fall down and adore us, but rather, like Jesus said, to go and invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Take care of them, because that's what we're called to do in our faith. Is it easy to do? Of course not, but it is possible. And that's why as we prepare to celebrate the lives of the saints tomorrow, let us reflect on the saints and all the beautiful things they have done, and how they can be true influencers for us in our own spiritual journey. I invite you to please stand, and trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For Pope Francis and all bishops and priests, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, and for an end to all forms of terrorism and violence, especially the violence inflicted upon the most innocent in the womb, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will uphold the commandments of God and rely on the Holy Spirit for guidance, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all children, that they will be inspired by the lives of the saints on this All Hallows Eve and be strengthened to overcome the secular culture and its empty promises, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Mary Jo Feltel, in thanksgiving for her support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the attentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be you, God, forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, whom of himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite heart, be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice, your sight, this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, become for you a pure oblation and for us a holy outpouring of your mercy, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Lord of heaven and earth, through Christ our Lord. For by your word you created the world, and you govern all things in harmony. You gave us the same word made flesh as mediator, and he has spoken your words to us and called us to follow him. He is the way that leads us to you, the truth that sets us free, the life that fills us with gladness. Through your Son, you gathered men and women whom you made for the glory of your name into one family, redeemed by the blood of his cross and signed with the seal of the Spirit. Therefore, now and for ages unending, with all the angels, we proclaim your glory as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race, and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son present in our midst, when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the Scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth the Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again. And we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. By our partaking of this mystery, Almighty Father, give us life through your Spirit. Grant that we may be conformed to the image of your Son, and confirm us in the bond of communion, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, with all bishops, priests, and deacons, and with your entire people. Grant that all the faithful of the Church, looking into the signs of the times by the light of faith, may constantly devote themselves to the service of the gospel. Keep us attentive to the needs of all, that sharing their grief and pain, their joy and hope, we may faithfully bring them the good news of salvation and go forward with them along the way of your kingdom. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, there in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Let us pray. May the working of your power, O Lord, increase in us, we pray, so that renewed by these heavenly sacraments, we may be prepared by your gift to receive for receiving what they promise. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he's offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And let us go forth in song as we continue singing, Humbly We Adore Thee. Jesus, Lord, we thank thee for this wondrous bread. In our land thou dwellest, by thee we are fed. We who share this mystery, in thee are made one. Every act we offer thee, in thy name is done.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Relevant Radio can always be heard loud and clear
on your smart speaker.
Listen live, listen to your favorite show whenever it fits your schedule, access our exclusive In Conversation with God podcast, the Glenn Story Corner podcast, and more.